Next verse.
3. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
You get that? These people, Jesus talking to his disciples, he said, now you're clean by the words that I have spoken unto you. And John 6:63-5 says, the flesh profiteth nothing, but the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. The words that Jesus spoke were spirit and life. The words that I speak are spirit and life. They're not flesh. And they'll cleanse you by the power of God. I don't know if we're going to get this chapter finished today, you know?
Correct.
Huh?
Correct.
What's the next verse?
Okay, 4. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me.
Did you get that? Abide in him. Abide in Jesus. He's a true vine. We're the branches. We have to stay in the true vine. And you cannot do it without him. Go ahead, next verse.
5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing.
Get that? If you abide in Jesus, you'll bring forth much fruit. Without Jesus, you can do nothing. You know what taught me that the church was led by a bunch of blind people? They were all working for Jesus. Oh no. It is the Father working through us by the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Spirit can't do anything. So, you people that pray, come sweet Holy Ghost, take my lips, speak through me. No. You can't ask the Holy Ghost for one thing because he cannot give you anything. So you need to repent today and quit praying to the Holy Ghost. You pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Where are we at? 6?
6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
Did you know God had me tell Derek Prince and Kenneth Hagin that they had been gathered by men and cast into the fire? Now, I said it to Kenneth Hagin openly on television. I said it to Derek Prince on the telephone. I called him. And Derek said, do you think Brother Hagin's in bondage? I think God just told you what you were. That's when he was in that discipleship movement, and he never got out, really. Never. You have to overcome the spirit. You don't just walk away. What's next? 6?
7. 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
You get that? You abide in him. And his words abide in you. And you can ask what you will, and it will be done. Ask what you will in doing the will of God, not what you religionists teach. Look here, just ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. Ask for a new Cadillac, a new Honda or something. That is a complete lie taught all over the world. That's covetousness. It's not God. It's not the Holy Ghost. I was in Africa once, Zimbabwe. At 10 minutes, we were in a church, had 400 to 600 people in it, and only had 10 minutes before I had to say, y'all need to go catch your public transportation. And I knew God wanted me to pray. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God said, tell them to pray for one another. And I was stunned. And if you pray for yourself, it's not the Holy Ghost. Pray for 5 minutes, and then I want to see what went on. Did you know over half of that room, the people were healed? Took God 5 minutes. That was the easiest meeting I ever did. Anywhere. Thank God. Ask what you will if you abide in the vine and his words are in you, and as you obey God, led by the Spirit, it'll be done. Next verse, what is it, 8?
8. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father has...
Well, just a minute. Okay. Herein is your Father glorified, you bear much fruit. Much fruit. A building is not fruit. An airplane is not fruit. A car is not fruit. Fruit is fruit. And it happens to be people, men and women. And they glorify God when much fruit is brought forth. And that's what my ministry is about and has been about for years. Amen. Okay, Kathy, let's go. 9.
9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love.
Wait a minute. Did you hear that? If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. That's not the Ten Commandments. That's what Jesus commands you and I to do. I was talking to a Baptist theologian once, graduate from Southwestern, and sitting in front of him, pacing him. KD was with me, and he said, "Do you ever speak anything in love?" I just smiled. Ask Kathy. Did that happen?
That happened. Twice.
She keeps count. I don't. No, I don't. If you walk in love, you will keep his commandments. Or, if you keep his commandments, his words, you'll be walking in love. Let's go.
Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you...
Hear that? Friends, if you'll do whatsoever he commands you. You want to know something? I happen to be a friend of Jesus. Oh, you saying that. What a friend we have in Jesus. But you don't keep his commandments. You know what Ezekiel Goody said to me once? He said, "Did you know you're like Abraham, you're a friend of God?" And I said, "Yeah. Wish to God he were. Everybody else." Let's go on.
15. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, and all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain.
Whoa. How much, what time is it?
We have 30 minutes.
We have 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to do this. I was in Argyle. You'll have to read about me, what Argyle was. It's a city in Texas. In the 1970s, God was training me. And I knew what he was doing. And one day, the Lord spoke this verse to me. You have not chosen me. And you know, I'll never forget it. I said, well, you got that much right. You know, servants of God are bold toward God. You know that? You got that right. I didn't choose you. I barely liked him when he told me this. Oh, you won't like Jesus. Get lost. I just love Jesus. Oh, God. You talk about... Bob Mumford called that sloppy agape. Bob won't talk to me today either, but I love him. Amen. You have not chosen me, but Jesus said, I have chosen you and ordained you. Ordained you. Not to be minister of finance. Or minister of healing, or minister of deliverance, but a minister to bear fruit that glorifies God. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you and sent you forth that you'd bring forth fruit and that your fruit would remain. That excited me. I knew the Lord was talking to me that this finally was going to come to pass in my life. I'd say fruition, but there might be someone listening to me that doesn't know what that word means. I want you to understand what God says. He will make it happen in your life. Bring forth fruit, and that fruit will remain. From that day forward, there was a change in my life. I knew that God most certainly had called me and was bringing to a point that I was going to bear fruit and that fruit would remain. And you know, I've got proof of it all over the world, most certainly in America. What's next, 17?
We haven't finished 16.
Oh.
And that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you.
That's right. Notice that whatsoever you ask the Father in Jesus' name, bringing forth fruit. Not, oh Lord, I need a new car. Oh my God. You name it and claim it and blab it and grab it, people. How will you ever miss hell? Amen. All right, let's go on.
17. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you.
Hear that? Go ahead.
If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also.
They've kept his words, they'll keep ours. Okay? Let's go.
But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin.
Hold it. Did you know if Jesus hadn't come and spoken to the human race, they wouldn't have had sin? But now, he said, you've got it. You know the truth now. Is that what that says, Kenny?
It says, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin.
See? You know, the human race doesn't have any cloak, any covering for their sin. We're without excuse. Without excuse. Because of the words of Jesus. We talked yesterday, all that came before him were thieves and robbers. John chapter 10. Let's go on.
If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. For he that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, and he shall testify of me, and you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning.
Paul, let's get ready to worship. Notice that Jesus came and spoke to the world. And the people that reject his words, he also will deny them before the Father which is in heaven.